It is 6:35, and you're tuned in to As It Happens, a CBC program, here on KAXE KBXE. I'm Andrew DeZingle. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it's going to be On the River with your volunteer host, Dave the Wave. That'll be from 7 to 10 p.m. Support for this program comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. And we receive support from Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji, partnering with local farms for over two decades to provide fresh and local foods, promoting sustainability through local buying. Open daily from 8 to 8, or at harmonyfoods.coop, also on Facebook. After Dark is our late-night Saturday showcase of a variety of music styles outside our normal KAXE mix. Tune in after Green Cheese at 9 p.m. to hear punk, hip-hop, electronic, metal-themed shows, and more. Now back to As It Happens.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
2025 was a big year for singer-songwriter Sharon Van Etten. The longtime solo artist elevated her backing band to her full-time band, rechristening the group Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. When Sharon and bassist Devra Hoff were on the show talking about making the record, Sharon recalled the first time she asked for help with lyrics.
I handed it over to Devra to see her thoughts.
Sitting on a couch much like this, sitting about this close together, yeah, with a notepad in between us, yeah.
They are one of the best bands live on stage, and we've got a mini concert with the group from the Exponential Music Festival. Coming up, Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz is ending his campaign for an unprecedented third term. The DFLer made the announcement Monday amid mounting pressure from members of his own party and intense attacks from Republicans over widespread fraud in state-run social services programs. Walz hosted a press conference Monday morning where he read nearly the same statement that had been shared with media earlier in the day. Here he is in Kara Levin's recording.
Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Walz did not take any questions. The Minnesota Reformer reports a source close to Senator Amy Klobuchar says she is seriously considering running for governor. Secretary of State Steve Simon and Attorney General Keith Ellison's names are also being floated once again for the DFL. Both are running for re-election, but were considered possible candidates before Walz announced his campaign. A slew of Republicans have already entered the race, including House Speaker Lisa Damith, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, failed GOP gubernatorial candidate Scott Jensen, and former congressional candidate Kendall Qualls. Republican State Representative Peggy Bennett of Albert Lea also recently threw her hat in the ring. The retired educator and six-term legislator says she doesn't like politics, but she does like serving people.
I'm entering this race because I believe I'm different. I know I will be an effective leader and I can get things done for this state.
Her campaign platform focuses on affordable housing and health care, public safety, and education. Former Iron Range teacher Ryan Ross Denzer Johnson was sentenced to 18 years in prison Monday for two counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The 44-year-old pleaded guilty in November. He sexually assaulted an adolescent relative between March 2023 and July 2024. Prosecutors argued for and got the maximum sentence. They say Denzer Johnson abused his position of trust with the victim. They also note that he appeared to know for some time that he had inappropriate feelings for minor females, but continued to serve in youth ministry and as a teacher. In Minnesota, offenders typically serve two-thirds of a sentence in prison and spend the rest of the time on supervised parole. 8 Northland housing projects are among the 51 selected for Minnesota housing financing. The agency announced its annual selections in mid-December. The Hibbing Housing and Redevelopment Authority will build a 48-unit apartment building to replace the blighted Haven Court. The project, called Misabe Manor, will be built alongside Cobb Cook Place. 3 community land trust projects were also selected. The affordable housing model means buyers own the home, but an organization owns the land itself. The Itasca County HRA will build 8 more land trust homes on the former Forest Lake School site. Nonprofit North Star Neighbors will build 6 land trust homes in Bemidji and Warren. And nonprofit One Roof Community Homes will buy and renovate 10 homes to add to its land trust program in and around Duluth. Tribal housing projects from the Red Lake and White Earth Nations were also selected, and the North St. Louis Habitat for Humanity was awarded funds to put toward 8 new homes. Nearly $200 million in funding for rural health is coming to Minnesota. The money is part of the 5-year, $50 billion Rural Health Transformation Program, created by the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Every state got some money in the first year of the program, but the Minnesota Department of Health says it got significant additional funding because of its innovative plan. The agency will use the funds for telehealth and expanding the rural healthcare workforce, among other initiatives. MDH requested $1 billion over the next 5 years. The federal program was created to offset the anticipated cost of Medicaid cuts to rural health care, though health care officials question whether it will be enough. The state says it will continue to work with stakeholders as it implements the program. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Yo, I'm Kaleo. As we kick off our 35th year making this radio show, we've had what I call all-stars. Folks who put out great records back to back to back and make it a point to talk about them here. And Sharon Van Etten definitely qualifies as a 21st century all-star, with a series of impressive solo records dating back to her debut, Because I Was in Love. Most recently, Van Etten was here to talk about the biggest change to her musical life to date, forming a full-fledged group with her backing bandmates.
It happened pretty naturally. I call it a bit of a sonic trust fall with this group of people that I've been working with.
Today, you get to hear the results of that trust fall with the Attachment Theory. That's the name of the new band. And why Sharon is an all-star performer on stage. We've got a mini concert from the stage of the Exponential Music Festival. Here is Live Forever. It's Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory.
Thank you.
Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory, recorded live at the Exponential Music Festival. The song is Southern Life, What It Must Be Like, and that is from their self-titled 2025 album. Huge thanks to Sharon and the band. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. Hey, we're back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Thanks to our line producer, Will Loftus, for his work on that session with Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory. I referred to Sharon as a top 21st century edition of a World Cafe All-Star. And this next set features several of them, and then a rookie coming off a really promising campaign. Wow, that's a sports analogy if there ever was one. We start with a great rock band who is incredible, whether it be on album or on stage. It's the War on Drugs with Eyes to the Wind.
'cause I'm a fool for love.
Established artists. This is World Cafe.
Every helmet is too small. I have known. Yours is easily the least famous to turn down the cover of a Rolling Stone. Lily white faces, so familiar and yet impossible to recall. I guess time just makes fools of us all. After a millennia of good times, God said, hey now, let's have a dream where we raise the stakes a little. Come on, let's make things interesting. Parachute into the Anthropocene, an amnesiac, a himbo can doll. I guess time just make fools of us all.
Don't ask the love you dare for a prediction. wherein the lovers of tomorrow are involved. I guess time just makes fools of us all. Oh, I guess time just makes fools of us all. Oh, I guess time just makes fools of us all.
Some of our favorite artists from the last few years on the World Cafe, artists that we think have made a big impact. The War on Drugs at the top, Lord Huron, who's now selling out shows at Madison Square Garden with Fool for Love. Father John Misty, our favorite rabble-rouser. I guess time just makes fools of us all, from his latest studio album, Mahash Mashana. And then a band that we expect big things from, Say She She, the discodelic sounds of Say She She and disco life. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
I'm Jennifer Barr, a producer here at KAXC. One of the things I do is write public service announcements for our hosts to read on air. We love sharing information about all the things that happen throughout our region, things that make northern Minnesota a great place to live. From Bagley to Virginia, from Brainerd to Big Fork, we want to hear from you. Let us know about events happening in your community. Send us an email, psa@kaxc.org. Again, that's psa@kaxc.org. Send us info at least 2 weeks in advance of your event. Thanks for helping us build community in northern Minnesota.
Welcome back to World Cafe. Corey Wong, guitarist, plays with Nate Smith in the Fearless Flyers. If you know Wolfpack, you know his rhythm guitar. He's got a new solo album called Lost in the Wonder. This is new music from Corey Wong called Tongue Tied.
I mean, hey.